Yeah, no, that's, I mean, Japanese beetles are a tricky one. You know, I see them every year. It seems like no matter what kind of environmental conditions we have, they're always around. You know, last year there was an area where I could dig corn plants early on and still find, you know, before the adults Japanese beetles emerged from the soil, I could find 1 to 2 you know, the white grubs in the soil with each plant that I dug. So, you know, last year I was expecting just an infestation in this area, and it never got to be too bad. So, you know, it's one of those things where, yeah, Japanese beetles are always around. You know, I deal with them on our farm, but there's spots where it seems like they're more prominent and consistent as far as their impact on corn. And yeah, they just really like to feed on those silks. So if you get high enough population, they can definitely impact, you know, pollination and similar situation in soybeans. You know, I've already heard of a few fields this year that people have sprayed just because the Japanese beetle pressure is so high, or population so high, that they're feeding on those plants, and it's noticeable from the road. So when you get that kind of feeding going on, it can be pretty impactful and detrimental to soybean growth and yields.